Thank you for tuning in to the Concrete Kingdom Podcast. This is your host, Felix Cabron Dornes. For more info on me and my movement and what I'm trying to do, go to Concrete, spelled with a K, _ Kingdom on Instagram. Today's message is going to be short, but it's going to be the most important message you've ever heard, because it's about you. What about you, I'm going to tell you. You need to stop playing with God. A lot of you are going to church on Sunday, but living crazy Monday through Saturday. A lot of you, God's been tugging on your heart to stop doing the crazy things you've been doing, but you keep on doing them and you keep on neglecting the voice of God. A lot of you are fornicating, having sex and married. A lot of you are cheating on your wife or your husbands. A lot of you are doing drugs. Okay? A lot of you stay gossiping about people. And then you wonder why you keep getting sick. Why your body's afflicted. Why you're so stressed out. Why your money never seems to get right. Let me tell you something. When God calls you, don't deny his voice. I'm telling you from experience. I was a drug addict. Sniffing cocaine till my body was numb. I was a drug dealer. Selling crack, selling dope. I was a womanizer. I was not the man that you hear on this message years ago. I was losing it. Living in New York, I was a savage beast. But God did something to me when I heard his word one day. He changed my heart. And it's been a process. And let me tell you right now, it's a process. I fight this devil every single day. I get dark visions. Okay, I see demons in my sleep. I'm consistently praying at all hours of the night because the call on my life is a powerful call, because I've been called to set you free. But I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. Please, my people, don't wait till you have cancer to cry out to God for deliverance. Don't wait till you lose your job to cry out to God for help. Don't wait till that man goes upside your head and beats you numb until you realize you should have left him a long time ago. Please, my people, I'm not doing these messages to get props, to be famous. I can care less about that. I got everything that I need now. I got a beautiful wife. I got beautiful children. My money's good. I'm okay right now. I'm doing this because God told me to. I put out these messages for you. So if there's anything you take from this message here today, take this. The time is now. God is not playing. Look around you. People are dying every day that you know. And who's to say today won't be your day? I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Please. Please. Give your life to Christ. Don't give up on God and don't give up on yourself. Stop playing with the devil, because he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy everything you've ever owned. So today I want to lead you to Christ. If you say, well, I don't want to go to church, you know, I'm not, well, you don't need to go to church. Today you can repeat these words and have your place in the everlasting kingdom of heaven. Forgive me if there's noise in the background. One of my kids probably just got up, but we're going to keep it moving because I know the enemy does not want this message to get out. So repeat after me. Father God, I know that I'm a sinner. Father, I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross and on the third day rose for me. It's because of his sacrifice and the confession of my mouth that I'm asking for forgiveness with faith that now I am saved. Change my heart, Lord. Change my thoughts. Change my life, because I need you now. Amen. It's done. You're saved. If you died right now, you'll go to heaven. My people, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm going to end this message today with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that every single person that heard this message on today has been touched like never before. I pray that every tear they have shed shall turn into the manifestation of blessings and favor upon their lives. I pray that anything that they're going through, you heal, you fix, you remove. Father God, I pray for life, life in abundance. I pray for mercy. I pray for financial stability over everyone hearing this message on today. And I pray that you, Father God, that you have mercy on their loved ones. Father God, let anything that they're going through be healed. Be healed by your spirit of peace, by your spirit of love. Father God, change their circumstances. Change their hearts. Change their minds. Change the pain in their body and remove it. And bless them with strength, with health, with love, with stability, with success, with prosperity. But most of all, Father God, bless them to know who you are. Speak to them in the late night hours. Touch them, Father God. Let them hear your voice like never before. And let them know without a shadow of a doubt of your existence. We love you, Lord. And I thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne for your people. In Jesus the Christ's name, I pray and I seal this prayer. Amen. My people, this is Felix Cabron Dornes with the Concrete Kingdom Podcast. Today was the most important day of your life. I love you.